Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, yesterday we learned that Donald Trump's ex-wife, Ivana Trump, had died. In fact, she might have passed after falling downstairs in a townhome. She was only 73. And this obviously was a shock. She was found, I believe, at the bottom of a staircase in her New York City home. So I don't have the details if she hit her head, she sustained a bleed, but seeing a 73-year-old former Olympian, she was, I guess, a ski Olympian, who passed after falling down the stairs, it just kind of reminds us how vulnerable we could be. The New York Post is reporting that the Czech-American businesswoman and ex-wife of former President Donald Trump had passed in Manhattan. She is the mother of Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. Donald Trump had written that I'm very saddened to inform all of those that loved her, of which there are many, that Ivana Trump has passed away at her home in New York City. She was a wonderful, beautiful, and amazing woman who led a great and inspirational life. He said her pride and joy were her three children, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. She was so proud of them, as we were all so proud of her. Rest in peace, Ivana. So police are now investigating whether she fell down or was it foul play. She lived on East 64th Street. She was found at the bottom of a staircase. Now, the other possibility was not that she sustained trauma to her head, but maybe she had a heart attack. And she sustained cardiac arrest while she was going down the stairs and then was found at the bottom. The city's medical examiner's office will determine the official cause of death. Apparently the building staff discovered her body around 12:40 p.m., called the police, and her health had been declining over the past few years. We aren't exactly sure what sort of medical issues she had, but she was born Ivana Marie Zelnikova from Czechoslovakia. She was a competitive skier. Oh, she almost made the Olympic team. She worked as a model in the early 70s. And met Donald Trump in New York City in 1976. They married a year later. They divorced in 1992, but she did keep the surname. Ivana was known for was it QVC? I haven't really been following her career. Some of you guys may know more about that. But she was, I believe, also CEO and president of the Trump's Castle in the 80s and held a role of Trump's organization vice president of interior design, managed the Plaza Hotel. So she got very, very involved. And then the marriage changed when, I believe, Donald Trump had an affair with Marla Maples. And then he went on to marry Marla Maples and then had a daughter with her, Tiffany Trump. So the divorce garnered a lot of attention, and it was a very public and tumultuous one. And then it was also a big, fight for the finances and things like that. So it wasn't a subtle breakup, but she was a definite accomplished woman, and it's, sad to see her go. So, many of us look at these things and, we start to look at our age and we go, well, gosh, I don't want to fall down the stairs, or I don't want to be found at the bottom of the stairs, or I don't want to, be alone, or I don't want to have a heart attack when, we were just talking about that, with the new suicide crisis hotline. We have a suicide crisis hotline, a new one starting tomorrow, where you dial 988 And one of the very rare reasons that some people might in their life is because they don't want to be found dead, or they don't want to be thinking they have a great day ahead of them, and then all of a sudden, you know, their life stops. Nobody wants to think about that. And I don't like to talk about that a lot on the show because there's so much else to talk about and we're living. So let's be in the here and now. But, you know, we do need to kind of, you know, be aware that there are some things that could put us at risk for something like this, you know, and so, you know, if you haven't checked on your heart health, do so. Keep an eye, you know, have a medical provider look at your blood pressure, look at your cholesterol, look at your, you know, your blood sugar. Make sure you're getting active exercise. You don't have to be running marathons, but make sure you're at least walking, doing something that your heart can handle. Double check with your medical provider what your heart can handle. If your heart can't handle some exercise, you need to figure out why. What's wrong with the heart? If there's a family history of heart disease, you need to be on top of that. Get some heart tests. Watch your salt intake. Watch your fat intake. Watch your sugar intake. Don't smoke. Watch your alcohol intake. It's been debated back and forth whether alcohol helps the heart or could increase blood pressure and increase stress and increase sugar and affect the heart. Talk to your medical provider about it. I don't think it's a bad idea to check in with a cardiologist every year. But, you know, our heart disease is the number one killer. And then the other possibility of her falling and hitting her head or something else happening is falling down the stairs can happen. And a lot of us, we navigate stairs. I've tripped on stairs, slipped on stairs. I've fallen. And I'm just klutz. That's just what I got big feet. I got big size 10 feet. Not very easy for me to do. And so that could be sadly dangerous. Also for the cats that trip me, because I might trip and fall on the cat. So, you know, make sure that your house is fall-proof. Don't wait till you're 70, 80, 90 to fall-proof the house. You know, 40, 50-year-olds, any of us could sadly suffer a traumatic brain injury from a fall. Watch for water spots. Make sure there's some traction, that the floors aren't slippery. You know, if you do have to navigate stairs, make sure you have arm bars. I know a lot of new homes are only made with one. Well, sometimes you have something in your hand and you need one on the other side, then put that in there. Showers. Make sure your showers are fall-proof. Everyone's like, well, I don't want to do that because people will think we're old. You know, and it's harder to sell because it looks bad. I think it looks bad if you're not around. That looks bad. So if there's things you need to do in the bathroom, like putting in an extra bar or putting in a seat or things like that, do that. And by the way, all that is tax deductible. Anytime you make home improvements for health, it's tax deductible. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of my listeners wrote me, this was about a month ago when we were talking about high rents, and I didn't read it because it was long, but they were talking about how they are thinking about selling their home and living on a boat or living on a cruise ship. And they were talking about how financially they think that's the better way to go. Now, I think rent is going to go down. I think the housing market might bust because there's, a lot of this looming recession coming our way. And whenever things inflate too quickly, what comes up must come down. But let's talk about that. I mean, how realistic is that? If your kids have moved out, you have this house, you don't need that house. You want to travel. You want less rent. You don't need a lot of space. Is it cheaper to just do cruises? Is it cheaper to live on a boat? Now, it is interestingly, there's a story here where there's a couple who has been 1,000 days at sea on a Carnival cruise line. Robert and Nancy Houchins, a retired couple from Virginia, has spent most of their time on cruise ships, but has now reached a milestone while on the Carnival Pride. 1,000 days at sea on a Carnival cruise line ship. Press release from Carnival released it. They went to the Norwegian fjords, and Mr. Houchin asked the ship's team to surprise Nancy with a celebration to mark the occasion. And they did a quick interview. This is on Cruise Industry News. And they asked Nancy, you know, why do you cruise? She said, for us, cruising is a way of life. Our goal was to sell everything we owned and pretty much live on cruise ships. And we've done a pretty good job of it since we retired. Husband said they started more than 20 years ago when their kids were still at home. At first, they cruised because it was a great value. Okay, maybe. They asked if they're going to spend another 1,000 days at sea. She says, if we live long enough, we will. So that's about 3 years. So 3 years, she was on the Carnival Pride in Europe. They took back-to-back cruises, and they plan to keep cruising as much as possible throughout their retirement. So, you know, I don't know if I would recommend that, okay, because I do think they do kick you off the ship at some point. And, I mean, I guess you could go to a hotel if they ever do kick you off the ship because they have to clean it or there's repairs or things like that. I mean, I would love to, you know, see a bunch of places that I've never seen. I mean, the food, I think I'd get sick of the food. You do get all, I mean, some of these cruise ships, they have an amazing array of food. I mean, if you want to just do veggies, you can do veggies. If you want fish, you can do fish. If you want beef, you can do beef. If you want Italian, they have like Italian restaurants, they have steak houses. So interestingly, you know, I mean, you could technically make it work. What about living on a boat? So my husband talks about this all the time. When the kids move out, we're going to sell our house. We could buy a boat for much less, a big boat, and live on it. We could sail up and down the Pacific. We could go wherever we want. And it sounds wonderful, but I'm like, I still think we need a house. So living on a boat is a lot less expensive. Where the expense is, if the boat is covered and your mortgage is where you can land your boat. I mean, you still have to park your boat somewhere. You still need a slip. If nothing happens to that harbor or marina, you can just be, you know, you could just be living there, and then you could just get off and, you know, go into the city and do what you need. One person had talked about it in waterbornemag.com. And they said that they found living on a boat was cheaper. They spent 2 years living on a sailboat in a marina in Vancouver with full suite of amenities. It included power, parking, high-speed internet access, laundry, showers, workshop, and it cost them $550 a month. The slip fees in, I guess, $550 in live aboard slip fees. So $550 a month is still way cheaper than our mortgage. If you choose to live in a mooring ball, it could cost you less. In San Diego, they paid $150 a month. What is a mooring ball? I got to look that up. I'm sorry, guys. I just need to know. I can't wait. Mooring ball. Is that a, like a buoy? I don't know. Why would you pay extra for that? It's a place to safely secure your boat for a few hours for the night. Oh, I see. So rather than you being in a slip, you have those things where you anchor out in the water. Okay, that makes sense. All right, see, I looked this stuff up. I learned. They said, of course, we had to buy the boat. The boat cost them $10,000, but over 2 years, they got their money back. By avoiding high rent, they were able to save enough to set out on a three-year trip. They sailed 13,000 nautical miles from Vancouver to Mexico to Australia. They say to live on a boat, they spend about $600 to $2,000 a month. A young UK couple did it for about $570 a month. A couple from San Diego did $2,200 a month to live on a 40-foot boat. And then somebody else in San Francisco was able to just pay only a few hundred dollars in rent and utilities. Now, you have insurance. Sometimes you have to pay. The live aboard insurance is more expensive than recreational boat insurance. That could be anywhere from $800 to $1,800 a year. There's utilities, you have electrical bill, but still less, propane, water, sewage, maintenance costs. But the big issue is you might be interested in it, but what about your spouse? You know, before you even think about doing that, make sure you give it a try. Because a lot of times these boats, after a while, you know, you do need space. When you fight, You need to have a corner to go to. And that's really hard when you don't get to have that space on a boat. There's leaks, a lot of motion. And so, you know, there's been stories of couples not being fully compatible when it comes to that. So you need to basically do a test drive of the lifestyle of it and make sure you guys can, you know. The other thing, too, is sometimes it is challenging to find a place to put your boat. Do not get a boat and then hope you find a marina or harbor. Because a lot of cities, they have licensing requirements. There's multi-year waiting lists. Because a lot of boomers, baby boomers, are looking at that going, wait a second. You know, I could sell my house, make a killing, buy a boat, and just live on the boat. Apparently, some of the cities that seem to attract a lot of them are Alameda, California, Chesapeake Bay, Corpus Christi, Portland, Oregon, San Diego, Salcedo, California, Seattle, Washington, Tampa Bay, Florida, and Vancouver. My only concern is if you are aging and you need medical assistance, I would rather you be closer to a hospital. I would rather you be closer to a pharmacy, closer to the doctor. And some of these marinas that are going to be less expensive might be a lot more out of the farther away. And so when you're younger and things are good, you know, but, you know, God forbid something happens, you know, you need to make sure that, you know, you have phone access and you have, you know, electricity. And if you got to hook up oxygen and if you need to recuperate after having surgery, and let's say you do tear your ACL or you have to have hip surgery, getting in and out of a marina and getting in and out of a boat, you know, and then doing your physical therapy is tough. The other thing is, at least like with my house, I am always walking around. I put in a lot of miles, going upstairs, downstairs, doing the laundry, over here, cleaning, that kind of thing. If you're on a boat, you're not getting that much exercise. You got to make sure then you get off onto the pier and you start to bust your butt. So, you know, if you think you can make a killing in your house and it's something you want to do, go for it. I think if it's always been your dream. But I don't know if I haven't heard, unless any of you guys have done it, you know, is it something that you think you could do long term? All I know is I need to go to work. I don't think I could be, you know, 24/7 on the boat. I don't think I could put up with my husband that long. I love having the breaks. I love him a lot, but I don't think we could be together that much. I like having people over. I like having pets. You know, when I retire, I want to have pets. Yeah, you could technically have an animal. You know, and you could, you know, and they could do, but they need space, and you got to be able to take them out, and, you know, and so, I don't know. But they do say you do have the coolest neighbors. Boat living trends are attracting some really, really cool people. I think Nick Cave and Rod Stewart lived on their boats in the UK, and so it is, you know, yeah, it's, I don't know. But, so, in terms of cruising, in terms of RVing, a lot of my patients had sold their house and they live in their RV. Again, we have an RV. It's nice. It's a nice size. You know, shower small, bathrooms, you know, small. It does a trick. We'll bring our pets. Pets find it way too confining. And there's some pop-outs of it, and I don't know how long it is. I don't know if it's a 15-footer. I don't know. I got to double-check. But, again, there's maintenance issues. So if, you know, it doesn't drive or if you have an issue, now what? So those are just some things to think about. But I get it. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma-glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
USA Radio News.
Buffalo's Tops Friendly Market is reopening for the first time in 2 months after a mass shooting claimed the lives of 10 people and shut its doors. Tops President John Pearson said that the store's management team felt confident to reopen the supermarket because store associates and local residents expressed a need for the store to reopen again. The Indiana doctor who performed an abortion on a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio and later mentioned the girl's plight to a local newspaper did not violate the girl's privacy. This is all according to her employer, who released a statement. A review of Dr. Caitlin Bernard's conduct in the matter found her, quote, in compliance with privacy laws. This is USA Radio News. There's going to be some changes with United Healthcare options.
Health insurance company United Healthcare announced during an earnings call Friday, starting next year, United Health will stop charging a copay to its fully insured members for several critical medicines, including insulin. Red-hot inflation has led many patients to ration life-saving drugs and become sicker as a result. CEO Andrew Witte added, "This all depends upon manufacturers restraining and lowering the list price of their products, which is the fundamental driver of costs." End quote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former President Donald Trump says he's already made a decision about whether to run again in 2024. In an interview with New York Magazine, Trump said his, quote, big decision will be whether he announces before or after November's midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Long Island has now been hit by a fifth shark attack in 2 weeks. Five shark attacks in Long Island. Long Island usually is two up north for shark attacks, but they're sure getting them now. An Arizona man, 48 years old, was bitten on the wrist and his tushy. He was only in waist-deep water off of Fire Island. This is the fifth suspected attack in the area in just 2 weeks. I'm not sure who else would have bitten his tushy, but they think it was a shark. He's a man from Arizona, 49 years old, was in waist-deep water on Fire Island when he was attacked around 6 p.m. The shark bit his left wrist and his buttocks, according to Suffolk County Police. The victim was flown to Stony Brook University Hospital, and he was able to walk out of the water. This latest encounter, according to Daily Mail, came just hours after a shark attack on a paddleboarder around 7:30 a.m. at Smith Point Beach in Suffolk County, New York. Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone said at a press conference that the beach once again is closed to swimming due to a shark bite that occurred earlier this morning, two in a matter of hours. So this victim was a 41-year-old man. He suffered a 4-inch gash on his leg from the bite. The man was knocked off his board during the attack, but he was able to punch the shark. As the shark circled back, a wave helped the man escape, carried him back to the shore where he sought help. The victim told officials he believed his attacker to be a sand tiger shark, because I don't think you see great whites in that area. The tiger shark is about 4 feet long. So as the temperatures are getting warmer, the sharks are looking for cleaner areas, more food, and by cleaner, maybe not as populated. You know, I mean, the beaches are busy, but it's not as used as some of the southerner areas. But they're saying here, quote, warmer temperatures, cleaner oceans, and more food are resulting in more interactions between sharks and humans. So obviously that's a big concern. So I'm looking at the bleeding. These are big teeth gashes. This is Zachary Gallo. Had to fight off a shark July 3rd at New York's Smith Point Beach. He said, I hit the shark 3 times. I went, and this guy looks pretty muscular. He goes, I went boom, boom, boom. I guess in the third one, it spun back and its tail hit me in the chest. So it looks like he has about a 2 to 3 centimeter gaping wound on his, that looks like his right hand. And then he has 2 puncture marks in his chest. He's a lifeguard, and it was a training exercise where he was playing the role of a victim when a 5-foot shark bit him in the chest and hand. He got stitches, and then the Suffolk County officials had to close the beach. The lifeguard said once he felt the texture of his attacker, he knew it was a shark. I felt sharp, sharp pain, and once I felt the rubbery texture, I knew it was some kind of shark. I hit the shark 3 times. I went boom, boom, boom. I guess in the third one, it spun back and it still hit me in the chest. So they say they hadn't seen their beach close to swimming in the history of Smith Point County Park since it opened in 1959. Mr. Ballone says, I think it is an indication, however, that what we're looking at is something of the new normal. They believe that interactions between humans and sharks are going to increase. A swimmer at Jones Beach had suffered a shark bite on his right foot June 30th. So what do you do? Well, there was a girl, a 17 years old, who lost her leg. She was bitten off of Florida Beach. Her EMT brother was able to beat the creature off of her. Addison Bethia was attacked, and her half-brother, Rhett Wilmingham, 22 years old, went into the it was only 5 feet of water near Grassy Island and was able to help beat it off of her. Her father, Shane Addison, 46 years old, told Daily Mail that his daughter was in Brother Rhett's boat, was about a mile and a half off the shore swimming in the water when she suddenly felt something hit the back of her leg. She thought her brother was playing around until a 9-foot shark latched onto her thigh and she started screaming. There was blood everywhere. And his daughter tried to pull the shark off her leg. Brother started beating it nonstop. Once she was free, he grabbed her, carried her to the boat. Wow. I mean, she could have died. Ambulance was called. They got back on land. She was airlifted to Tallahassee Memorial Hospital. So How Stuff Works gives us tips to surviving a shark attack. And, I mean, one, don't be a victim. Yeah, I mean, you know, try not to be in an area where there's shark-infested waters. That's huge. But do not play dead. Okay? A shark does not think it won if you play dead. It'll, you know, continue to eat. It doesn't want to eat you. It would rather eat something meatier, but if you're sitting there and they smell the blood, they're going to continue. You need to get the hell away from there. You will not outsmart it, but you need to slowly start moving back and away. Now, there is a debate on do you go for the nose. All right? Some people say hit the nose. The problem is you don't want to be around the teeth. Hit whatever you can. Don't be like, oh, man, it's only its side. I'm going to wait till it comes up, then I'm going to punch it in the face. I mean, hit it if you can. They say when you try to stay calm, try to hit the eyes and try to hit the gills. The eyes and the gills are very vulnerable parts of the shark. If you can hit the eyes, you've even got a better chance because, one, it hurts, and, two, they might not be able to see. If a shark is circling you, it doesn't mean they're window shopping and may walk away. You need to be ready to punch it and fight because that shark is circling you. You are dinner. The zigzagging shark is looking for angles. So try to back up against a reef, a piling, or some other kind of outcropping because you don't want the shark to circle you. You want the shark to feel like you're not going to be an easy target. Get back to back with your swimming buddy. Always have a swimming buddy. You know, they say to be silent, but I would still, like, shout out and tell everybody shark because you're going to need help. If you are bit, you're going to need somebody to go in there and, you know, grab you and, you know, bring their boat over. So, but if you do see a shark, try to stay quiet, try to slowly move back, because hopefully, you know, it might get attracted to something else. But if you are in an area where you could see a shark or you know, I would let people know. Dogs will sometimes attract sharks. Animals swim erratically. It attracts the attention of sharks. So they say do not let your pet stay in the water for long periods of time because your dog could be eaten by a shark or it'll attract. We ladies, we have our periods. Blood attracts sharks. So, you know, they say, and I cut myself. So I'll cut myself on coral or something if I don't have my water shoes or whatever. The second you're bleeding, get the hell out. That shark can smell it like from, I forget the longest distance, but it could smell it. They said check with the turtles. This is according to Surviving a Shark Attack. Creatures of the sea know much more about the waters than you will. So if turtles and fish start to freak out, that means there's something going on. It's not that they're freaked out about you. It could be either something else. They say swim smart. Always have a buddy. Don't swim at dusk. Don't swim at night. Don't swim in areas where there's like seepage or sewage or where fresh water meets salt water. You know, sharks are looking for food. Sharks also have better vision in the dark sometimes than you do. You know, be very careful about rocky underwater cliffs. Sometimes sharks like to be near drop-offs and harbor entrances. Understand their species. You know, a hammerhead might not be as aggressive as like a great white or tiger or bull shark. And you got to get your necklaces off and your jewelry off. All right? A lot of times we wear bright colors because we want people to see us out in the ocean. But that also, that attracts sharks. So they say to avoid it because sharks might think it's fish scales with the, you know, with the rainbow sort of, remember rainbow fish? The kind of, you know, attracts a variety of light. So, you know, don't go deep and check with the locals. The locals know. The locals are the ones that are kind of listening to the, so, you know, whenever you're going on a beach and you see some of these boogie board shops or things like that, and look for warnings. Look at the signs. 1-877 Doc Belly.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Okay, so Brittany Griner is still in Russia. The defense is going to say that the cannabis was medicinal. Apparently she looks like she's in happier spirits. There's a picture of her smiling. Behind bars, she wore a Nirvana t-shirt, and she is saying that she had permission from U.S. health officials to use medicinal cannabis before she was detained in Russia for possession of the drug. She appeared in court in Moscow again today as her drug possession trial resumed. She had pleaded guilty to possession. So this wasn't a plant, which was something that we originally thought, because I'm like, wait a second. I mean, she's worked in Russia before. She knows it's illegal. Why would, you know, she's there every year. How could this happen? Did she forget? Did she, not sure what happened, but, you know, it looks like it wasn't planted. She is admitting that it was hers, and it was, she was using it for medicinal reasons. According to lawyer Maria Blagovlina, she said the attending physician gave Brittany recommendations for the use of medical cannabis. The permission was issued on behalf of the Arizona Department of Health. This was cited by Russia's state news agency RIA Novosti as saying. So the defense also submitted tests that she underwent as part of an anti-doping check. They did not detect any prohibited substances in her system. So the next hearing of Griner's case is at the Kim Ki District Court outside Moscow. It's scheduled for July 26th. She was arrested at the Russian capital, Sheremetyevo Airport, in February, right before the Russian invasion of Ukraine, when customs officials found vape canisters containing cannabis oil in her luggage. She acknowledged in court that she possessed the canisters, but said she had no criminal intent and that their presence in her luggage was due to hasty packing. She is facing up to 10 years in prison. So in Russia's judicial system, admitting guilt does not automatically end a trial. So she is an Olympian. She's a very prominent female athlete in the U.S., the standout for the Phoenix Mercury, two-time Olympic gold medalist, has, you know, faced a lot of controversy because I believe she did not want to stand for the national anthem. And so, you know, that obviously stirred a lot of emotion from people. But U.S. President Joe Biden, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, said they're doing all they can to win her release, as well as that of other Americans that the U.S. considers were wrongly detained by Russia, including former Marine Paul Whelan. They say Washington may have little leverage right now with Moscow because of the strong animosity towards the military operation Ukraine and us helping Ukraine. So Russian media speculated that Griner could be swapped maybe for Russian arms trader Viktor Bout, nicknamed the, quote, merchant of death. Now, he is serving a 25-year sentence in the U.S. after being convicted of a conspiracy to kill U.S. citizens and providing aid to a terrorist organization. That would not be an even swap. Griner did nothing to affect their national security. Is, I mean, just because she had some vape pens, but that might be the only leverage America might have, is saying, look, we'll give you back somebody who wanted to kill us. Russia has agitated for Bout's release for years, but there was a wide discrepancy of the seriousness of their cases, and obviously Washington does not like the idea of somebody who wanted to kill Americans and help supply terrorist organizations as going back. But Griner could be maybe traded with Whelan, and Whelan is serving 16 years in Russia on an espionage conviction. U.S. says that's a setup. So this is obviously a very, very scary time. You know, it will be interesting. In fact, I think LeBron James had made some very controversial comments where, you know, he had basically questioned whether, you know, she would even want to go back to the United States as America isn't getting her back. And so he was heard questioning whether the U.S. has the detained stars back, floated the possibility that if he was in her situation, he was wondering if he ever wanted to go back to the United States. This was, I guess, remarks in a trailer for the latest episode of his HBO show, The Shop. Then he tried to clarify by saying his remarks were not meant to be a knock on our beautiful country. You call it a step back, we call this a walk back. You are free to leave your buddy, and you can even volunteer for an exchange for her. Some people literally have no idea what it's like to live in a dictatorship. So he, you know, other people have said, look, you know, you're taking freedom for granted, et cetera. So, you know, I'm kind of mixed on this because it kills me when I see, you know, people disrespect the flag, you know, dislike our country. And I'm like, you don't realize what it's like in other places. We got some things to fix in this country. Absolutely. But to not want to be American, trust me, you know, coming back to America, we have freedoms that people just don't understand until you lose them. And so, you know, we'll see what happens. But that's what's going on the Griner front. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Currently, Europe is going through a pretty bad heat wave. And this is, I've been there, and I've been there in the summer, and it is hot. but they are also dealing with wildfires. They are dealing with apparently 1,000 firefighters are being supported by water bomber aircraft. Have been battling since Tuesday to control two blazes in southwestern France. These have been fanned by scorching heat, tinderbox conditions, and strong winds. Portugal, temperatures have risen to 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Five districts are on red alert. In Spain, a new wildfire broke out in the south of the country after blazes in the west in the past week. 400 people had to be evacuated from the hills of Mijas, a town popular with northern European tourists in the province of Malaga. You see plumes of smoke. They're dealing with the worst drought in over 70 years. Italy's longest river, the Po, is now down to a trickle in some places. So this is obviously very, very concerning. They think this heat wave is also going to worsen air qualities. It's going to also tax, power grids. And obviously, you know, we're dealing with that ourselves. I think in Texas, they're struggling with power grids. And we saw what happened last year when we ran out of power. So from July 7th to July 13th, Portugal has now registered 238 excess deaths due to the heat wave. Spain has clocked in 84 attributable to extreme temperatures. The UK is under extreme heat warning. We'll keep you guys posted on that. Now, there's hope in this world when you got people like this one. A 25-year-old man, Nick Bostic, was driving to a gas station at 12:30 a.m. when he noticed there was a house on Union Street. This was in Indiana. He noticed the house was on fire. I think the family was asleep at the time. So he rescued four children, the 18-year-old sister, from the burning house. The porch had been covered in flames when he was driving by. He's from Lafayette. He said, I saw the fire on the balcony, so I slammed on the brakes, pulled in the driveway, ran into the house from the back, and I was hollering, is anybody in here? He worked at a pizza restaurant. He noticed four people ranging between 1 and 18 coming down the stairs after they were woken up by screaming. So he woke them up. He saved their lives. When he asked if anyone else was in the home, he was informed there was still a six-year-old. So he went back into a pitch-black house, because obviously the power's done, choking on smoke, and he checked under beds, closets, then he found a child crying. Despite being in a black lagoon of smoke, he went further in, grabbed the child, ran upstairs to get away from the flames and excruciating heat, and he saved this kid's life. He said, it started to get hard to see because the smoke was getting bad. I don't know how to explain it, but it was like I accepted I was probably going to die right there that night, but it was a weird calm. I just got to work as fast as you can. In order to get out of the house, he had to break through a second-story window, jump with the child in his arms. Fantastic hero. Amazing. He landed on his right side. Child was in his left, protecting the child. He suffered injuries to his back, arm, and ankle. Child suffered from minor injuries. This guy is a hero. The fire was the size of a campfire when he arrived. By the time emergency services arrived, the whole house was up in flames. Man, Godspeed. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.